You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
My life was changed. I mean, literally transformed. In 1979, God changed me in March of 1979, 47 years ago. I was pastoring this church for about 2-3 years. And I'd go to pastor school in Hammond, Indiana. That year there was so many people there, thousands were there. And I sat in the back by myself. Nobody asked me to sign their Bible. They didn't know who I was. I was a nobody. But I sat and it took that whole weekend, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I have the notebook. You can see a heart there. It used to be a red heart, but it's gone now. I have the notebook of all the notes that week, and I look at this, Brother Flood, it looks so low budget. It's mimeographed off, but back then, this was amazing. I'd never seen anything like this. They had as their theme that year, love. Love is the theme, eternal theme. Sweeter it grows, more glory bestows. Bright as the sun ever it glows, love is the theme, eternal theme. Every group that sang Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday would quote that. They'd quote that poem, love is the theme. Love is supreme. Sweeter it grows, more glory bestows. Bright as the sun, ever it glows. Love is the theme, eternal theme. They quoted that and then they sang. Every preacher that preached that was a staff member always quoted that poem, love is the theme. I'll never forget, Brother Foley boys over there, what God did that week. One day, Jack Hiles said that week, would you boys go home and stop trying to get anything out of your people? They don't owe you a thing. I want you to all go home and determine that you're going to love your people. Just love them. I've been a pastor 50 years. And in the last 47 years, I've never let a Sunday night close this day without saying, I love you. I meant that back then, and I still mean it today. As I've gotten older, I started saying that on Sunday morning and Sunday night. And even getting older yet, I say it Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. I don't know if it's conviction or pride. I often think, I wonder if they're getting tired of me saying I love you. I'm not worried about this church if I die. I believe this church is going to go on and go on to greater heights.
Amen!
Well, you didn't have to be so enthusiastic. I mean, cry a little bit. But I really believe, I pray that whoever one day would be the next pastor, he'd love you like I love you. Amen. You know, pastor in the church, I read a book this week on Clarence Sexton's life. Clarence died exactly at my age, about 3 years ago. And Clarence, it had so much about him. One of the things they said about his life, he loved his people. And you know, you develop love when you stay a long time. I can say I don't have any needs or wants or desires because God's people have been so good to my wife and I. A great example is how you've cared for us these last 20 months with my wife's health. Never been sick a day of her life. Never missed a day of work. And she's not here tonight, you see that. And you've been so good to us. You drop a meal off at night for us on the porch. I thank God for you. I thank God that you love us, you pray for us, but we love you. We pray for you at night. The Bible says a lot about love. Ushers, you can be seated if you like. The Bible says this, husbands, Husbands, Ephesians 5, 25. Husbands, love your wife. Let me have the attention of every husband. If you're a husband, your wife ought to hear those words every day of your life. See, she'll get tired of it. She may get tired of it, but you ought not to ever tire saying, I love you. My wife and I leave one another's presence. We always say, I love you, honey. She always kisses me goodbye. I love you. I don't know how many years that's going to go on, but I do know I can't live without her. I love her. And God's word says, listen, fellas, if you're not in that habit, I want you to get in that habit tonight.
Amen.
Says she'll die of a heart attack. Well, then let her die. But she'll tell her every day you love her. Can you imagine how hard her task in life is? Taking care of you, Ralph. Taking care of your children. All the laundry and all the meals and all the ironing and all the work and all the cleaning of the house and all the, many of them support you as they go to work themselves. Fellas, you ought to love your wife.
Amen.
Husbands, love your wife. But then it says, Titus 2, wives, love your husbands. Now that must be hard at times because sometimes we can be absolute jerks. I like using Greek words, and so, but sometimes we can be just out of bounds. And sometimes, ladies, you may not feel like it, but you're commanded to love your husband. You say, well, I think I could have done better. You couldn't have done better. You've done as good as you can get. And ladies, you ought to love your husband. He ought to know, my wife loves me. My husband loves me. But not only does it say husbands love your wives and wives love your husband, it says to parents, you ought to love, Titus 2:4, your children. God's giving these little children. And don't they grow up fast? I was talking to someone today. I was talking to my sister-in-law, Vinnie Strofe, and I talked to her, and she's got a video of little Avery. And Avery's just a personality, and she'll wink at you, and she'll talk to you. I'm about 3 years of age, I've got several on my phone. I look at them and just laugh at her. She's so funny. And she sent my wife a video. I'll get it when I get home tonight. And when I get home, I'll look at that video. But I could hear it today as they were in their office. And I could hear it. And she was just so beautiful, so cute. I said, how old is Avery now? She said, 5 years old. I can't believe that girl's life. I said, she's going to kindergarten this fall. She said, she is. Oh, God, have mercy on that school teacher. That little girl is going to be 5 years of age. You know what happens, Mike, after they're five? Pretty soon they're like your kids. They're no longer five. And five, six, and seven, and eight, and nine, and 10, and they're in the youth group. And how'd that happen? How did it happen, Brother Kissel? You've been married 25 years last week. How did that happen? Our daughter, Tiffany, was married 26 years ago tonight. How did Tiffany marry Ryan 26 years ago today? How'd that happen? Life is so quick. And if you're gonna love your children, you just have a short time to love them. My son called me today and I said, your mother wants to talk to you, so you call her after you call me. I didn't want my phone all tied up, you know how that goes. And so he called her and she said, Tim, I heard that you completely shaved your head. Now I told you not to do that, son. She said, what will it take for you to grow it? I heard her say this, I didn't comment on it. She said, I'll give you $500 if you grow your hair back. That's a mother. She doesn't want her son to look like a goon. There I go with another Greek word. I mean, Brother Antonio back there, you got a beautiful head of hair. Well, no hair on it, but it's just beautifully, it's just shaped. I got one of these heads that have dents and divots all over the place. I guess one day I could get bald, and if I get bald, Thank you for not laughing. If I ever get bald, I got all these bumps and bruises and all these things up there. It's going to be awful. Brother Dennis, when you bury me, put me in the coffin, no makeup. Just leave the thing shut, I guess. Hey, love your husband. Husbands, love your wives. Wives, love your husband. Children, children, love your parents. Parents, love your kids. But it doesn't stop there. God's word says neighbors. Love your neighbor as yourself. Leviticus 19, 18 and Matthew chapter number 22. Love your neighbors. We have such good neighbors. They're not saved, but they're good neighbors. And we buy them Christmas presents and presents for occasions. They buy us things. We love our neighbors. We just love our neighbors. Tabitha was telling me today over at the elementary chapel, they had two ladies moved out of the house next door and an Indian family moved in. And they have an Indian family on this side and an Indian family on this side. And she said, they are absolutely the best neighbors you could ever have. Brother Fanero, they're remodeling the house. And they came and said, now, if we're too noisy, we'll stop. You're not noisy. We go to work. They're remodeling the house. They're just great. Love those neighbors. You know, one day, you're going to see those neighbors in this church. Amen. They're Hindus. Amen. And you're going to have their blinded eyes open to the gospel. And they're going to walk forward. And when they walk forward and get saved, it's love that's going to get them in this church.
Amen.
Love your wives and love your husband and love your kids and love your parents. Love your neighbors. By the way, God's word says, love your enemies too. I was reading in Clarence Sexton, he goes, it always breaks my heart when people leave our church mad. And he had so many people, thousands that came to his service that loved him, but he always had those that hated him. And he just was a good man. Love your enemies, do good to them, but blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you. Say all manner of evil against you falsely. Amen. God's word says in Deuteronomy, we're to love strangers. Amen. And there's strangers around us in life. Love everybody. God's word says we're to love the saints, and we read about it tonight with Brother Fuller about loving the saints. I love this church. I love these deacons in there. There's five more deacons. There's one and there's one. I see these new deacons that you just voted in. I want to say thank you so much because you voted in some good men to help us. And they're going to be participating next time with this. And then love the Lord, I close. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Can't you love? Don't hate anybody. Don't hate. Don't hate anybody that doesn't look like you. Their skin color is not like you. Their language is not like you. Their behavior is not like you. Their religion is not like you. Don't hate a soul. Let's leave out of here tonight and say, I want to love everybody. Father, I want to thank you for your word. My life was so changed 47 years ago in March. Because love is the thing. It's the eternal thing. The sweeter it grows, the more glory bestows. Bright as the sun ever it glows. Love is the thing. Eternal theme. God bless the Lord's table as we disperse these elements now is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.